بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا استوى على بعيره خارجا إلى سفر كبر ثلاثا ثم قال: سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون. اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى. اللهم هون علينا سفرنا هذا واطوي عنا بعده. اللهم أنت الصاحب في السفر والخليفة في الأهل. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر وكآبة المنظر وسوء المنقلب في المال والأهل والولد. وإذا رجع قالهن وزاد فيهن آيبون تائبون عابدون لربنا حامدون. رواه مسلم. معنى مقلنين مطيقين، والوعثاء بفتح الواء وإسكان العين المهملة وبالثاء المثلثة وبالمد وهي الشدة، والكآبة بالمد وهي تغير النفس من حزن ونحوه، والمنقلب المرجع. This chapter deals essentially with the du'as that are to be recited when one proceeds on a journey. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, as we passed in the introduction, mentioned the verse of the Quran wherein the very, very famous and primary du'a of Safar is alluded to, where Allah Ta'ala says that when you mount a camel or a conveyance, to recite سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقَلِنِينَ وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. Then glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Zad, Allah's being is pure, is pure from every deficiency and dependency. Allah has subjugated for us this conveyance, whether it be a camel or a car or a boat or an aeroplane, whatever it may be, Allah has placed it into our service. We would not have had the ability to control it. And this short temporary journey of mine which I am proceeding upon, here I will be riding or mounting some means of conveyance. Soon there will be a time when I will not be able to ride anything. I will in fact be carried, and this short journey of mine should remind me of the last journey and this hope and desire that that particular journey be on Iman and Islam, because from that journey essentially there is no return. So وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. Without a doubt we are returning back to our Rabb. So the first riwayat which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings, narrator is Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, and in it the famous dua which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite. Essentially it is important that every one of us should try and learn this dua, because at some point we are always undertaking some sort of journey. Doesn't have to be a long journey. Going from here to Pinetown or Pietermaritzburg also, that in essence is a journey. Whenever we sit in our cars, we are going somewhere, then learn to recite these du'as. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana idha stawa, whenever he would mount upon his camel, kharijan ila safar, leaving for a journey, the first thing he would do, kabbara thalathan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would recite. Thereafter he would say, سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا. Glory be to Allah who has placed in our service this means of conveyance. وما كنا له مقرنين. We would never have been able to control it. وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون. And without a doubt, we are returning back to our Rabb. In other words, as I've just mentioned, this short journey should remind you that we always have to be in preparation for the inevitable, very, very long journey that is to come. That is the journey to the qabr and the journey to akhirat. Allahumma, O Allah, inna nas'aluka fi safarina hadha, verily we ask you, we implore you, we beg from you, on this journey of ours, al-birra wa taqwa, that bir and taqwa, in other words, righteousness and taqwa. Very deep warning that is contained in this initial expression of the dua. Journeys are not necessarily journeys that one is undertaking for goodness. Sometimes you can be undertaking a journey for some guna or for some sin. And on the journey itself, there can be temptation. First, obviously, with the eyes, to look at that which you're not supposed to be looking at. And today we see evidence of this very clearly in public places, stations, airports, the temptation to look at haram. There's music blaring in different directions, etc. So Allah, I ask you in this journey of mine, al-birra wa taqwa, righteousness and taqwa. وَمِنَ الْعَمَلْ مَا تَرْضَى, and such actions which will please you. Ya Allah, wherever I am going on this journey of mine, throughout this entire exercise or procedure, let me be obedient to you and do those things which please you. Allahumma, هون علينا سفرنا هذا. Oh Allah, make easy for us. Oh Allah, make easy for us this journey. وَطْوِ عَنَّا بُعْدَهُ. Literal translation of وَطْوِ عَنَّا بُعْدَهُ means wrap up for us its distance. In other words, shorten this journey for us. Allahumma, أَنْتَ الصَّاحِبُ فِي السَّفَرِ. Oh Allah, you alone. Anta sahib, the word alone is not there, but the grammatical positioning of the words and the type of expression, anta as-sahib, you alone are my companion in this journey. Wal khalifatu fil ahl, when you go on a journey, obviously you are leaving something behind, primarily your family, your home, your possessions, that which is close to your heart. So you are saying to Allah, on the journey you become my companion. And so far as what I have left behind, wal khalifatu fil ahl, O Allah, you become my guardian for my family, for that which I have left behind. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min wa'tha'is safar. O Allah, I seek your protection from the difficulties of the journey. Find in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-safaru qita'atun min al-'adhab." He said, "Safar or journey is one portion of azab." That is why we find inevitably on a journey there is a level of difficulty that is experienced. For example, your sleeping goes off, your timetable, your daily timetable goes off. There's always aage piche that you have to make, etc. There are challenges and difficulties a person encounters on a journey. So, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min wa'tha'is safar. O Allah, I seek your protection from the difficulties of the journey. Wa ka'abatil manzar. And O Allah, I seek your protection from undesirable sights. Wa su'il munqalab fil mal wal ahl wal walad. And from evil conditions upon my return, so far as my wealth, my family and my children. You are leaving your home. You are leaving that which is near and beloved to you. You are going away. When you come back, that period of your journey of absence can cause your return to either be one of three things. Either things are exactly the same when you came back from the time you left, or Allah protect us, some difficulty has occurred. In your absence, you are returning now to a negative state, or you are returning to a better condition than what was there before you left. So look at the beauty of this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anybody who is going on a journey, he's leaving behind his family, his wealth, those that are beloved to him. So this worry will always be there, that in my absence nothing must happen to them. And in my absence when I come back, things must not have gotten worse. Some difficulty they must not have encountered. So this is incorporated in this very comprehensive and beautiful dua which Rasulullah ﷺ taught us. O Allah, I seek your protection, su'il munqalab, that there should be some evil condition, evil change, so far as my wealth and my family and my children is concerned. وَإِذَا رَجَعَ And when this last part of the hadith is very important, because a lot of us are in the habit of reading these du'as when we leave on a journey. Very few of us read the du'a when returning from the journey. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anuma says, وَإِذَا رَجَعَ When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return from a journey, قَالَ هُنَّ He would say the same words. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا Here obviously, the first part of the hadith, that Allah has subjugated the animal for you, etc. All this will be by, now the dua will be by way of shukriya, where you are now showing your gratitude, thanking Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has fulfilled all what you have asked for. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would add at the end, these expressions when returning. In other words, now he is entering his locality from where he had departed. Ayibun, ta'ibun, abidun, li rabbina, hamidun. Ayibun, we are returning. We are returning, and we are returning in what state? Ta'ibun, seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Ta'ib bankar, toba karte huye, making istighfar. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Abidun, we are the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, li rabbina hamidun, and we are returning full of praises for our Rabb, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a comprehensive, very, very beautiful, concise and full of wisdom. This dua which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generally would read. It's not the only dua. We find that in the other ahadith, other additions to this dua and other aspects are found. But just to reiterate this with the intention that we shouldn't just be listening to these ahadith, but take the trouble of learning. And if you can't by heart the dua, so many times you would have heard it. Many of us already will know a lot of these expressions. But if you can't by heart it, write it down. And every day going to work, going to job, even going masjid, wherever you're going, sitting in the car, have this piece of paper there and read it. By reading it, gradually we will eventually learn. And important to read with the understanding of the meaning. So I'm reiterating it. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi safarina hadha albirra wa taqwa. ومن العمل ما ترضى اللهم هون علينا سفرنا هذا واطبع عنا بعده اللهم أنت الصاحب في السفر والخليفة في الأهل اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر وكآبة المنظر وسوء المنقلب في المال والأهل والولد And when you return, the same words and you add عيبون تعيبون عابدون لربنا حامدون